The handshake. The act of shaking someone else's hand when first meeting seems simple, but there is more to a handshake. Take, for example, the first contact between the leaders of France and the United States at a NATO meeting last month. French President Emmanuel Macron and U.S. President Donald Trump shared a few difficult handshakes.
Congratulations, great job.
Macron later said this handshake was not innocent. He told a French newspaper, "It's not the be-all and the end-all of a policy, but it was a moment of truth." Looking closely at the handshake, it appears Macron holds Trump's hand tightly while controlling the movement. Trump appears uneasy, and finally it ends. Patty Wood is an expert on body language. She had been studying Trump's handshakes since he became president. She describes this method as the not let go handshake.
That says, I'm going to do that a few times with you and really put you off center and make you uncomfortable to show you and to show everybody I have more power.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was surprised by this not let go handshake. It lasted for 19 seconds. A normal handshake lasts from 3 to 6 seconds.
All right, thank you, Pat.
Thank you, everybody.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau appeared ready when he met Trump at the White House in February.
What he did was a power handshake. When you take your left hand and you put it on the other person's hand, or in this case, upper arm, you're taking control and you're surrounding them.
When Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel met at the White House in March, it appeared he refused her offer of a handshake.
Thank you.
A refusal of a handshake is a pretty big deal. A refusal of a handshake is disrespectful, and you don't typically do that. But it is a way of gaining power.
So, is a handshake a sign of power? Or is it just a handshake? For VOA Learning English, I'm Dorothy Gundy.